This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. While many are waiting to see when they'll get the new stimulus check, an estimated 9,000 undocumented families in San Luis Obispo County may be excluded. That's where Slo County UnDocu Support is helping out. KCBX's Andrew Russell reports.
Among Americans bearing the brunt of the pandemic and its economic fallout are undocumented immigrants. Joel Derringer with Slo County UnDocu Support says these are the individuals who've stayed in the workforce as essential workers.
They're farm workers, people who worked in the restaurant industry, people in childcare. So these are the folks who've been taking care of us for many, many community needs.
Derringer says 12 local organizations came together to form the Slo County UnDocu Support Organization, aimed at providing relief for the immigrant community during the COVID crisis.
Assisting them with rental and utility payments, transportation, groceries, health needs.
Since the start of the pandemic, the organization has raised $85,000 from local donors, providing support to nearly 2,000 residents in 17 Slo County communities.
We've been very successful in meeting some of the need. This being said, had the federal government actually provided the stimulus checks to the 9,000 undocumented residents in the county, it would have amounted to about $10 million into the local economy.
While undocumented immigrants will not be eligible for the new round of stimulus checks, family members of undocumented immigrants are. But they must be citizens or green card holders with a social security number, so many will still be excluded. Derringer hopes to establish a sustainable organization to help immigrant families through many crises beyond the current one.
So we actually see this as the beginning of a long-term process of trying to provide support and advocacy for the immigrant community in San Luis Obispo County.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.